High Tide in Hawaii. Chapter 1. A Ship. Jack and Annie were sitting on their porch reading books. Jack was reading about gorillas. Annie was reading about pilgrims. Suddenly, Annie closed her book. She looked up into the sunset. "Hey," Annie said with a smile. Jack looked over at her. "It's back," she said, jumping up. "Oh, man," breathed Jack. He knew she was talking about the magic treehouse. Annie could always tell when it was back. Jack closed his book and stood up. "We're going to the woods," he called through the screen door. "There's something we have to check on." "Be back before dark," their mom said. "We will," said Jack. He picked up his backpack. Then he and Annie headed across the yard. When they got to the sidewalk, they started running. They ran up their street and into the Frog Creek woods. In the last light of day, they hurried between the trees. Finally, they came to the tallest oak. They held their breath as they looked up. The magic treehouse was back.
"Good going," said Jack.
"Thanks," said Annie. She started up the ladder. Jack followed. It was nearly dark inside, but the sun-dried wood smelled like a summer day.
"What kind of special magic will we look for this time?" said Jack.
They glanced around the treehouse. They saw the scrolls they'd brought back from Shakespeare's theater. They saw the twig from the mountain gorillas and the pouch of corn seeds from the first Thanksgiving.
"There,"
said Annie. She pointed to a book in the corner. A piece of paper was sticking out of it. Jack picked up the book. Then he pulled out the paper and read.
"Dear Jack and Annie, good luck on your fourth journey to find a special magic. This secret rhyme will guide you. To find a special magic, build a special kind of ship that rides the waves both high and low on every kind of trip. Thank you, Morgan."
Jack looked at Annie. "A ship?" he said. She shrugged.
"Yep, I guess we have to build a ship. Where do we go to build it?"
She and Jack looked at the book's cover. It showed palm trees, a beach, and a beautiful ocean. The title was A Visit to Old Hawaii.
"Oh, wow," said Annie. "I love Hawaii."
"How do you know you love it?" Jack asked. "We've never been to Hawaii."
"Well, we're going now," said Annie. She pointed at the cover. "We wish we could go there."
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.